History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's exciting to be out here in the North District today. I'm proud to announce that Phase 4 of the Niagara Street Streetscape Project is complete. Now, the final paving from Hurdle to Ontario Streets will be completed over the next couple of days. Niagara Street is one of our most important corridors here in the city of Buffalo, and this project reflects our long-term commitment to building safer, more walkable, and more accessible neighborhoods for residents and for visitors. Our commercial corridors play such an important role in our city of Buffalo, and they create so much identity and character to the different neighborhoods that we have throughout the city. It's why it's incumbent on city government to make sure that we're continuously improving and upgrading our infrastructure in an effort to make everything safer, much more easy to traverse, and as well as attract additional businesses. To that end, the work completed in Phase 4 has been comprehensive. It's included a full reconstruction of sidewalks and curbs, upgrades to traffic signals and pedestrian crosswalks, installation of a new lighting system, enhanced landscaping to beautify the corridor, as well as a final and full paving and road striping of the complete stretch. This phase of work was not just about infrastructure, though. It's about investing in all of our neighborhoods, improving traffic and pedestrian safety, and creating a corridor that supports all modes of transportation, including biking, walking, driving, and our transit system. A modern multimodal Niagara Street supports our broader goals of economic development and neighborhood connectivity. With Phase 4 behind us, we're looking forward to Phase 5, which is now underway. That portion will take place between Porter Avenue and Hampshire Streets. As I said, that's in its early stages, but will include the same high-quality improvements as this phase. One of the people who played an important role in this project is Councilmember Joe Glumbeck. He's a tremendous advocate for this neighborhood, for this district, for the city of Buffalo. And I'd like to welcome the council member to say a few words now.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you. I'd love to take all the credit for this, but I can't. It was my community groups, I believe if I recall correctly, it was Marianne Kedron, among others, almost 10 years ago, who contacted me and other residents from the city of Buffalo and said, they're doing Niagara Street. We need to push them to come all the way down into Black Rock and into Riverside. So if I recall correctly, the first project was sort of a downtown West Side project, but we worked with community groups to keep pushing them to Porter, to Lafayette, to Forest, to Amherst, to Hurdle, to Ontario Street. So this was truly a community-driven project, and if it wasn't for the residents of the neighborhood, we wouldn't be here right now. Opening day for Little League Baseball is this Saturday. It's sort of like a baseball game. The community and I were sort of the starting pitchers, and then we had relief along the way. You know, Mayor Brown, Mayor Scanlon, and it's what happens when you work together and you cooperate for the betterment of the entire community. So I want to thank Mayor Scanlon, the Department of Public Works, and everybody else that was involved with this for making this part of the city of Buffalo and this part of the North District a little bit better once it's done. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you. I think the councilman's 100% right. It's a prime example of when people work together, how successful these projects can be, working different levels of government, different bodies of government, but in particular, working with residents and our resident groups throughout our community, whether it's block clubs, and in this particular instance, the Black Rock Riverside Alliance. So at this time, I'd like to welcome the representatives of the Black Rock Riverside Alliance to say a few words.
Good afternoon, and as Joe said, this was definitely a team effort, and we as the Black Rock Riverside Alliance really appreciate the welcoming and the warmth reception that we got to sit at the table with the construction crew and the construction managers for this project every step of the way. They answered our questions. They gave us updates. We were welcome at all of their update meetings. The communication was wonderful, and it really could not have been more successful in terms of keeping the community up to date and involved in this whole project process. Very unusual. for a project of this magnitude to include people and residents every single day as they need to be included and to have that line of communications open. But it was so important, especially when you're redoing it. And we love what has happened. It has really helped transform this important commercial corridor into something that's a little bit more vibrant. We've already attracted some new businesses into some of the storefronts with additional investment in those storefronts through other programs that we're involved in. And I want to thank the city and the construction managers for welcoming us as a partner in this project.
Thank you, Anne. As I mentioned, it's a prime example of partnership. And when you let neighborhood groups, especially at a tremendous one like the Black Rock Riverside Alliance, be the driving force behind it, you see this incredible type of investment in community. This is overall, this is a $35 million project, but this phase is $4 million being right here to this portion of Niagara Street. And the beautiful thing about that partnership is the people from the community working alongside government, our Department of Public Works. So to that end, I want to thank City Engineer Nolan Skipper and Department of Public Works Commissioner Nate Martin for interacting with the community at the level that they did. And with that being said, if there are any questions, we can open it up to questions. Perfection takes time, right? So, no, this phase will be completed this week, correct? Yes, this week, and then obviously we are underway with phase five, and if you wanted to talk a little bit about how long that might take, you could.
Afternoon, everyone. So phase five is Porter to Hampshire. That's roughly another $8 million towards the project, and the goal is to complete it in substantial effort this season. Final paving might not happen until next season, similar to this phase, but the goal is to get the majority of it done this season, so new curbs, new sidewalks, new lighting done this season. That'll complete Niagara Street pretty much from City Hall all the way up to this phase. Thanks.
What else? All right. I missed the last part of it. What?
So looking at
that portion of it? Yeah. Yeah, so you're talking about the middle main portion. That's actually a project that we have funded currently. If you remember when we went through the capital budget process last year, we got very creative bonding out for projects because we didn't have the money to up front for those projects. That project is one of them that will be bonded out and begun this year and looking to break ground next year. Yeah.
Goodell to Kensington.
Goodell to Kensington. From Goodell to Kensington. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what you see that. You have to, you know, sometimes you'll have a conversation with neighborhood organizations and you kind of get into the chicken and egg conversation, right? What's going to come first, infrastructure investment on the public side or private investment? And you got to work both sides of it at the same time. And we've seen successes like that in the past throughout the city of Buffalo. And I think this public investment on our part and by our partners in government will lead to some additional private side investment for sure.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.